From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch thanking you for joining with us for today's program. In the course of our program today, Dr. Cairns will be bringing his hot topic of the day. Also, we'll have some Christ-honoring musical selections. Paramount on the program, however, is the preaching and teaching of God's holy word. Dr. Cairns continues his dealing with the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ today as he brings the concluding portion of a message showing that Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath and is superior to the temple. First, however, Dr. Cairns will deal with today's hot topic, paranoid Chinese communists.
For about the last 15 years, an Englishman by the name of Nick Young has lived in China and has carried on a peculiar mission. He has lived to try to convince the West that the Chinese government authorities are not really as repressive as they're painted in the media here. In reality, they're a lot more benign. Life in China is not so bad, and freedom is not so scarce. It all sounds too good to be true. And Nick Young had to find that out the hard way. Just a few weeks ago, the Chinese expelled Young from the country. Their reason? He was guilty of producing and circulating to the West an unauthorized report of life in China. Didn't seem to matter to the megalomaniacs who run China that the report was actually a whitewash of their repressive regime. What worried them was that someone, even one who was trying his hardest to convince the world of the basic humanity of the Chinese communist authorities, was writing and reporting without their supervision. That was something that they couldn't tolerate. So the unrepressive Chinese communist government repressed the man who was telling the world how tolerant they were. The crackdown continues. The latest casualties are some foreign Christians who have been in the country for extended periods of time, some as many as 10 to 15 years. Matters not what service they have rendered to the Chinese people. They pose a dire threat to China's communist leadership, and they have to go. You no doubt remember the question of the prophet Jeremiah, "Can the leopard change his spots?" The answer is no, but there's just as much chance of the jungle cat changing his nature as of the Chinese communists changing theirs. They cannot continue to exist for very long if their people attain too much freedom, or if they begin to think and act independently of the party line. Christianity doesn't lead believers to become anti-government activists, but it sets them free, thus liberating them from being anybody's puppet. The Pope found this out at the time of the Protestant Reformation and didn't like it. His response was brutal repression. Now the communists are finding it out, and their response is, once again, brutal repression. But repression says more about the weakness of the system of communism than its supporters dare admit. Any system that cannot face criticism, indeed that cannot face any competition of ideas, is self-confessedly weak. And any system that posits its enduring success on opposition to the gospel must ultimately fail. Communism is failing. in its bid to eradicate Christianity from China. Despite all that the authorities have done, and they have used imprisonment and death in their campaign against God, they have failed to stem the flow of converts to Christ. Let us pray that the Lord will continue to give power to the gospel and bring China's millions to a knowledge of Christ, the only Savior of men. Only then will they be truly free. Only the redemption of Christ can eradicate the repression of communism and replace it with genuine liberty.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you have tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the program format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then we give you our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we'd be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's relatively easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Please don't forget the word radio. That's ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
we read in Hebrews chapter 10, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Better than the temple in the atonement that he made and in the acceptance that he gained, he sat down at the right hand of God. I've often pointed out, and you should never forget, that when God gave the rules for the priests to work in the tabernacle and then in the temple, he made no provision for them to rest. You read about the details. God said, make it according to the pattern that was shown you in the mount. Read of the details of the priests. Everything was given right down to the pins and cords of the tabernacle. Down to the details, what to do with the ashes. God didn't overlook anything. So this is not just arguing from silence. God meant it, that there was no seat in the tabernacle for the priest, because he could not rest. His work was never done. But when on Calvary Christ cried, "It is finished," he offered one sacrifice forever, and then did what? He sat down. And by the way, when you get to Matthew 8, Jesus tells us what we're going to do in the kingdom. What will we do? Many shall come from the east and the west and do what? Shall sit down. What are we doing? We're resting forever in the merit of the acceptance and the finished work of Christ. And so in him we have acceptance. And that's the force of Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. That we are accepted in the Beloved. Accepted in the Son of God's love. Oh, he's greater than the temple and the perfection of his work. His atonement, his acceptance, and therefore in the access to God that he gives to all his people. There's a beautiful verse in Ephesians 3 verse 12 which says that we have boldness and access with confidence through him. Boldness and access with confidence through him. We heard in the opening prayer this morning about the veil of the temple being rent in twain from top to bottom. What a beautiful picture that is. That veil was no paper thin thing, you know. If you'd got a team of men on one side of it and a team of men on the other pulling, they could not have ripped it apart. If you'd put cart horses in one side and then the other, they couldn't have ripped it apart. But when Jesus died, it was rent. And I want you to notice it was from the top to the bottom. You never get into God's presence from the ground up. It has to be from the top to the bottom. It has to be God's work, Christ's merits, intervening in our behalf. And the way into the holiest is now made manifest. We have access. The Jews could hardly understand that. In fact, after that, you have one of the saddest things in history. Because the temple stood for between 30 and 40 more years. Now, the temple veil had been rent. Do you know what the Jews had to do? Can you see some foolish little priests, and they're taking their needle and their thread and they're sewing up what God rent into? Man's religion never proceeds beyond that. God has made a way into his presence, boldness and access with confidence. And it's not only the Jews, but man, you'll find it throughout apostate Christendom. There are people who want to put a veil between the believer and getting through to God. They'll put Mary there. They'll put the saints there. They'll put the priest there. They'll put the church there. They'll put anything there. Anything to block up or show up the veil. But Jesus says, I'm greater than the temple. I have made a perfect access to God. And one final thing I'll say is this. He's greater in the temple in the permanence of his person, priesthood, and work. He said, destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up again. They laughed. They said, this temple? 46 years, it's been a building. It's not even finished yet. You're going to raise it up in 3 days? Of course, you know, the Lord could raise that temple up in 3 seconds. He created the whole world in 6 days, so there wouldn't be much trouble building that temple, would there? But he was talking of a greater miracle than that. A miracle that makes the miracle of creation seem a little thing. He was talking about the God-man dying and then rising again. That's the miracle of all miracles. God incarnate going to the cross and rising again. He says, you destroy this temple and I raise it up. The indestructible Christ. He said, look at this temple. You will not condemn the priests for working in the temple, but you condemn these disciples for working for me. I'm greater than the temple. This temple is destructible. And how quickly the Jews were to find that out. You go to Jerusalem today, you find a ruined site. You've got the Western Wall. There the Jews will go and they will wheel. They will put in little written prayers into the crevices in the rocks. But it's just an archaeological site. The temple was destroyed. But Jesus says, this temple is indestructible. Men and women, I want you to get what Christ is saying about himself this morning. And I want you to realize what a privilege it is for you and me to know and serve him. What he's saying to these people, the people who serve me are beyond condemnation. I'm not going to listen to their condemnation. Are they perfect yet? No, they're not. They're not. But I'm not going to have them condemned and criticized and put down. I am their defender. Oh, what a blessed and glorious thing it is. When he says, I will have mercy, I desire mercy. He says, I desire to give it. And I desire to see my people give it. So these people who work for me, they're doing the greatest work on earth. Wonder this morning, has that ever gripped your heart? Do you feel it? Or is the work of God an imposition? Sunday again, I've got to go out to church. And that preacher expects me to go twice? No, no, no. Not just this preacher. Remember what I said, it's not what I say. I'm not the Lord of the Sabbath. The Lord Jesus is. Do you feel any of the joy of what it is to be serving Christ? Have you got out from under the burden of a so-called Christian life that's just bitterness and bondage and defeat, criticizing yourself and everybody else that comes within your purview? Or do you feel the joy? He's greater than the temple. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. When I work, I'm working not for a church, not for a preacher. I'm working for Jesus. When I come out on the Sabbath day, when I sanctify this day, it is not just a bit different from the world. It's not to do what a preacher says. I'm doing it for the Lord of the Sabbath. I'm doing it for the Lord of my life. For me, Christ is all and in all. May God give us in our hearts an amen to the claim of the Savior, who said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath and I'm the superior of the temple. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. You'll be free to leave. As Dr. Barrett said, there will be a little time between this and the communion service to follow. If you're not saved, let me tell you, there is mercy with the Lord. His blood does put away sin. He has made atonement. There is access to God through Him. The Father in heaven promises, there will I meet with you. Come to Jesus, and there God will meet with you. And if you are saved, I wonder, and it's so easy to get this way, I wonder if you lost either the joy of serving Jesus, or if you lost the sense of mercy. To become so interested in your own little ideas, prejudices, etc., that you just cut yourself off from mercy. Bitterness is unbecoming to a Christian. But thank God there's a way at the cross to get right with God. It's still true, there will I meet with you. Father in heaven, bring souls to Christ today. How we thank thee for him, Lord of the Sabbath. We would today worship our Lord in this Sabbath day. We'd give ourselves to thee afresh in this day, and we would live every day in the light of it. Our God, we would pray that thou wilt give us a heart like that of Christ, a heart that knows mercy. A heart that feels the warmth of the love of Christ. God, save us from folly. Save us from hard-heartedness. Save us from using the Scriptures as a cover-up for our own spiritual dearth and deadness. Oh God, get us in living, vital contact with Christ afresh today. Bless every individual here. Every home here. Bless this church. Oh God our Father, take us beyond external religion, the mere ritual even of saying and doing the right things. Lord, let us say and do the right things, but let us do so through a living faith and a vital love for Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you find today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com.
www.thebiblespeak.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.